Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the Subaru of New England text line for you, Iggy, and for us, I guess, based on the previous discussion, a suggestion that moving Will Campbell to guard is a media-driven thing, and that's why Mike Vrabel was asked about it, and so not in consideration, I guess. Although he didn't really give you a firm answer on it last night.
Well, I think Shine brought it up. If he's done it before with the kid in Tennessee, then that's probably part of why they're asking if this could be a potential misevaluation of talent.
Well, it's got to be the arm length part of it, right?
Right. And wasn't that part of the issue with the kid, Shime, the kid from Northwestern, the offensive lineman? Wasn't he also somebody that had a short arm situation?
Sorry, I'm currently scanning through Hill Notes. Right. I didn't hear the question.
But I think I was saying is, didn't the kid from Tennessee, the Peter, how do you
Skoronski?
Say, wasn't his issue was he had short arms as well?
Yeah, and they're shorter than Will Campbell's.
And that's why they took him number 11 and then moved him to guard.
Greg has short arms when the check comes.
Hey!
There it is. He also has small hands.
If they take Campbell at 4 and he becomes a guard, it is a worse pick than the Cole Strange pick.
100%.
Yeah. Like, you cannot, I mean, they took this guy.
Well, hence why I was inquiring whether you need to waste a pick drafting a backup in case he's not able to play the position.
No, because his arms are not
NFL worthy.
If he's not able to play the position, then the criticism all season long about Mike Vrabel and his drafting is going to, like, go through the roof. Then it's going to be like, does this guy really know how to evaluate talent? I look at Vrabel in this situation. He's really putting himself out there. Because if you take Genty and let's say he doesn't have a great year, you could always blame it on the offensive line. If you take Tyler Warren, same thing. But there's no blaming anybody else but Mike Vrabel come week one if Will Campbell is not your starting left tackle and then he has a hard time blocking guys.
Yep.
The only guy that's going to be blamed is Vrabel. There's not even like an excuse you can use for it.
Well, come week one, we will be down there at Gillette asking Mike Vrabel about it on this very radio program.
Yeah.
Every Monday during the NFL season. And I can't wait.
Oh, you know what training camp's going to be like? Every one-on-one drill, every passing. How many sacks did we write down? All right, Will Campbell gave up 4 sacks today. He gave up 2 and 7. He gave up 2 in team run and install or team play action.
Right. It'll be riveting.
Oh, that's what we're, I mean, that's what
that's
we're going
to be. It.
Remember
that's
we were looking at like incomplete passes for Drake
God.
May?
Do you remember the battle of Cam versus Mac? Who can forget?
Oh, we will be looking at every pass that he takes.
Right. We got to look at pad level.
Listen, my whole life I've been small hands, big heart. You can overcome.
Can't lose.
Yeah.
All right. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you better call Coleman.
It's electric.
With the 2025 Warm Seafood Tower Competitive Eating League, the Capital Grill selects Gregory Edward Hill. Seaport University.
I would be good at something like that if there were a competitive seafood tower eating league.
Right. Oh, you think you could like?
Yes. Right. Yes. I would go.
You found your calling.
Probably go lobster. The lobster first because that's the hardest to get through. You got a full tail there. And then the shrimps, and then probably the Clams Casino or the Oyster Rockefeller, I guess.
I don't want to put you in trouble, get you in trouble here.
Yeah.
But the Seafood Tower in Newport may be the best I've ever had. I don't want you to rank.
No.
That one.
The one we had at 22 Bowens?
Yeah.
I love that restaurant.
Awesome.
That's where we're doing night before dinner in Newport, right, for the roadshow? 22 Bowens.
Unbelievable.
Love that place.
There's a dude like with a beard.
and then I could not get the guy off. And I could not get the guy off. And I could not get the guy off.
There's a dude, like, with a beard.
Oh, that's funny. Now we gotta, like, sway the remix god.
Apparently, Jackson told me kindly in a text message, one of the 97 that he sends me every day, that's a new feature on Max. You can get every Max, whether it's a film or a television program, you can get it with the 4D guy who is doing the sign language. So
I had no clue.
I didn't know. Yeah. Took me and DMs a long time to remove it from the, I'll say it this way, to remove the man from my screen.
Yeah. Hey, good morning crew. This is AJ from Cranston. This message is for Curtis. Happy 9 years of sobriety, my man. That's huge. I've been listening to you for a long time, man, and you're a huge inspiration. I have 8 years. May 5th, I've been following your journey for a long time, man, so I know you play the part on the radio and everyone comes always at you and everything, but you're a huge inspiration, and just want to say thank you for talking about sobriety and recovery the way that you do.
Good job.
Unbelievable moment this morning, Curtis.
Yeah.
One of the top five most inspirational moments ever on this show, I would say. So congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
We are proud of you.
Yeah. I love you, Greg.
Johnny Bott said congratulations, too, because he doesn't drink or do anything else either. So
tell Johnny I love him. I've never said anything negative.
No.
Look at Shime doing double duty late last night, early this morning, doing Courtney's job. Now that she's at that bachelorette party, more time off, flex days. That means she's going to have to go to the wedding, too. More flex time. Good job, Shime.
A lot of her social circle gets married and has parties and things like that. But she's at that age, I guess. So,
I guess,
But she'll be back on Monday. Yep.
I know Courtney's not there right now, but she's definitely listening. Hey, Courtney, it's a good thing you're hot and Greg hired you, because there is zero chance if you took a job in the real world, you'd be able to have every single Friday off from April to September. My God, what a life you have.
Well, there is an argument by some that the most attractive among us gets special treatment in the workplace.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That's true.
But there have been scientific studies. They get paid more. The beautiful people get the promotions that others that others that are not as attractive don't.
So, I mean, look at you. Yeah.
Correct.
Look where you are.
Plus, it's 2025. Take advantage of the softness by bosses and just the world that we're living in.
Milk it while you can.
Yep.
All right.
With the fourth pick in the draft, the New England Patriots select alligator arms.
I like the suit, though.
Yeah.
Old school, kind of. Like
I like his personality.
Yeah.
I
like his personality. Like, I think he's seems like a great character guy.
Right.
Like, it seems like a guy who really appreciates being a New England Patriot, which kind of wins you over a little bit. Right?
Until you give up sacks.
Right. Well, this will all be forgotten if Drake May's on the ground.
Yeah, if Drake May gets smoked a few times, but and it's Will Campbell's guy, believe me.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking at those arms.
You think it's going to be a problem?
I don't know. It's all I see.
It's like the action figure with the tiny little arm thing that you can buy. Yeah.
Jackson here with another life jack, see? You have a problem with peeing your pants, just stop drinking water altogether. After a couple days, you might feel lightheaded, dizzy, or just want to die. But just know, you won't pee your pants.
Yeah.
I'm with Jackson on the no splashback.
The urinal with no splashback that science created? Yeah.
Jackson's leads, you gotta love him.
Yeah, one of those things that you didn't realize you needed.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much to the sweetest lady ever in the Boston Delta Sky Club for getting me on the earlier flight this weekend so I could get back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to my girls. Girls weekend.
Girls weekend.
Oh, they living it up down there.
Girls weekend.
They got to be going hog wild down
there.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure. Although Palm Beach doesn't seem like a bachelorette destination.
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't know because right. I don't go to a lot
but
of
but it's Florida. It's on the water.
Well, Florida, but you would think Miami.
But then again.
Fort Lauderdale.
But then again, Palm Beach, a lot of old people down there.
Yeah.
Old dudes love to trick. So I tell you, tricking down there must be amazing.
What does that mean?
That means old dudes love to spend money on girls.
Oh.
And they're proud of it. Like tricking nowadays is men are proud to say, yeah, I'm a tricker. I spend money on girls. So they're probably perfect wheelhouse for some of the older dudes that live down there driving the convertible Corvettes.
Right. In some places, they call that guy the Mark.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But yeah, but in today's day and age, they're proud of being a mock or a trick. They're like, yeah, I do trick.
So you're suggesting that these guys are going to come back from a full weekend in Palm Beach and they will have actually made money.
Oh, yes.
As opposed to being in a deficit.
Getting back to the cat's beef conversation, I just had a question, just a thought. What if Batman and Robin were fighting crime in Gotham City back in the original Batman TV show? And something jumps out from behind a building and startles Robin. Can he say, holy butt cheeks, Batman? Or would he have to say, holy bee cheeks?
Bee cheeks.
Bee cheeks.
Probably.
Yeah.
In those days.
Yeah, this is Talina. When the Wiggy's walking around our home with a shirt and no pants, I don't call it Winnie the Pooh. I call it Donald the Duck because of the laugh he does.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Curtis. I just want to say congratulations on 9 years of sobriety. Good job, brother. You guys kick ass.
Oh,
thank you. Nice. Oh, pitch.
Thank you.
So I call in to Hill Notes every now and then just to dump on Curtis because it's fun and he's annoying. Well, today I had planned to do just that, and he screwed it all up, of course. Which is what he does. I just gotta say congratulations, man. 9 years is outstanding. My dad was an alcoholic when I was a kid. I know the toll it takes on family, and I know how good it is once the sobriety comes into the picture. And keep on keeping on, and just stay on the radio and be annoying so we can call in and say mean things.
So you got like a 24-hour grace period.
I know.
Yeah.
I might cry every day. I mean, if this is what happens,
Hill Notes.
No,
it'll be all positive Hill Notes from here on out.
I mean, we've given him one on this pick. He loves this pick.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Because Mike Vrabel made it.
Right.
If the old guy made the pick,
he'd be ready to run him out of town.
Remember that old guy?
I do.
Won a bunch of Super Bowls here?
Oh, yeah. That old guy loves tricking too now.
Well, you can't bring him up on ESPN.
Woof. Yeah. What happened? They cut out of
Molly Karam and Mad Dog. Like, is there not a next generation of sports people? Like, we just keep recycling Mike and the Mad Dog.
All right.
But anyway, Mad Dog was on first.
They tried that with Shannon Sharpe.
That's true. Too soon. And they were talking about, he said, I have an opinion on the Bill Belichick and the girlfriend. And Molly Karam said, oh, what's that? And then before he could answer, they got in the ear and said, no, we're not talking about that. And I guess ACC Network, owned by ESPN, probably don't want to sully the waters
there. Yes,
yes. Well, you know, Wiggy accuses me all the time on the show of being whipped.
Mm-hmm.
How whipped would you guess Bill is? Oof.
Is he like, going to Daffodil Weekend?
He probably will. He used to go with Linda. I don't know if the new one likes that or not.
Yeah.
Do you think he went to Easter dinner at her parents' house?
Definitely.
Whipped. Is he that whipped?
Yes. And he's running around looking for Easter eggs with the nieces and nephews. Oh,
does he have her picture on his desk at UNC?
That is only his desk.
Yes.
You think
multiple.
So?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's on his phone.
Would he get a tattoo?
Already has.
Is he whipped it? Is he whipped enough to get a Jordan tattoo?
Not a Jordan tattoo, but she probably says, hey, let's go get matching styles or something like that. You know how like the young kids nowadays, they like the matching, like I get half of a hot, you get the other one when we put our hands together.
Is he whipped enough to communicate with her DMs only? Or do you think he is still texting or calling, would you guess?
I think he does it all.
So I have an idea for you, Greg.
Yeah.
If you want to, not saying this would ever happen, but if you're ever like, oh, you know, I don't want Linz to be around anymore.
Yeah.
You CC her.
That'll never happen, by the way.
I just said never going to happen.
Love of my life.
If you wanted that to happen, just because you're a masochist, you CC her on all Ken emails and she would be gone in a minute.
With the fourth pick in this year's NFL draft, the New England Patriots select.
Was that a...
I don't get it.
Like a T-Rex?
A T-Rex sound effect. Okay. All right.
Curtis, you just said you can't see where Ken begins. You probably could have just ended that sentence with, you couldn't see where Greg ends. You know, because he's fat.
Oh, that's not nice. Trying.
God.
I listen every day on the Odyssey app. I'm 68 years old, and acrobatic is the best part of the week. Mm. I can't believe people aren't open-minded enough to try something new. Come on, everyone. Get with the program. Have a great weekend, all.
Love it.
All right.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's talented.
This week, every week, I wonder if he's going to be able to outdo last week, right. And he did it. Are we going rare content replay on that coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Before
show?
We get out of here. Yep.
Okay. Weekly wrap up when it comes to sports in this city, and that's wrap up with an R coming from Acrobatic, if you missed it earlier this morning.
Jets in here with another life jet. If you're looking to save another 100 liters per day on water, well, there's a new invention on the market. Invented by Jean-Claude Ricoeur, the new startup bidet is sold only at Costco. So if you're looking to save a few bucks and eliminate that late night trip to Family Dollar and possible phone call to the authorities, head on down. Kick ass, goo.
All right.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's right. So good.
Great job. Good week.
So good.
Love it.
I prefer the guy with the beard one, but whatever. Those are Hill Notes, and they are presented every single day on this show by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, make one call and one call only, and that is to Coleman.
It's electric.